An 84-year-old man whose son was shot dead while serving with the Irish Defence Forces on peacekeeping duties in Lebanon has been told that he's not entitled to keep an allowance which was granted to his wife, who passed away last year. John McNeela is the father of Private Michael McNeela. He was shot dead by Israeli-backed militia in 1989 in Lebanon, after which his wife Kathleen was given a dependence allowance. When she died last year, Mr. McNeela asked the state to transfer that allowance to him, but the government said no. In response to queries from the Louth TD, Sinn Féin TD, Rory O'Murachu, the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, Simon Harris, said there's no provision in law to transfer the allowance to Mr. McNeela. Earlier, I spoke with John McNeela about his situation and first asked him about his late son, Michael, and the circumstances of his death in Lebanon in 1989.
Yeah, this was his second tour of duty, and he was doing night duty on a lookout post, you know, in Hadada in Lebanon. And his friend that was coming to take over from him in the morning, he came in and Michael was going off duty, and he made the other soldier a cup of tea, and he was down in the sunkers waiting for the kettle to boil, and a ricocheted bullet hit a girder and hit him in the chest.
And he died?
Instantly.
And that was in 1989. He was serving his country when he died, John.
And
no doubt you, and I know his colleagues, were very proud of him.
Oh, yeah, they all loved him. Even in the barracks. And I'll say this for the army. They couldn't do enough for us. They couldn't do enough for us, believe it or not.
And after he died, then, your wife, Kathleen, received a dependence allowance under the Army Pensions Act. Is that right?
That's right. And it started off at 20 punts a week, which was 1,000 punts a year. It started off at that. Gradually, over the last 35 years, it has grown up to, she was at the end when she died there last August, she was getting 340 a month, calendar month.
And you mentioned there that your wife passed away last year, but the pension that she was in receipt of, that did not transfer to you?
No, definitely not. The Act need to be amended, you know, for me to qualify for it.
And it is money that would make a difference to you, is it?
Oh, very much so. Because I'm here on my own in the house now. I live on my own. I have three daughters now, and they have their own places. Two in County Louth and one in England.
And you asked whether that allowance could be transferred to you. And what were you told?
Well, they sent me a letter saying that it wasn't transferable to me.
And you were told, I think, that you didn't meet the criteria at the time to receive that pension yourself because you were not over the age of 60 when the payment was first made, and you were not incapacitated due to ill health. When that payment was first made. So you were denied that payment. It was not transferred to you. How do you feel about being denied that payment?
I feel very let down, be honest with you. The Act that says this now is 80 years old, 1946, and it was never updated because there's not many cases like mine come up, and that's why it was never brought out in the open, you know.
And I know that the Taoiseach and Defence Minister Simon Harris was contacted about this on your behalf by Deputy Rory O'Murachu of Sinn Féin, and he was not able to help you either.
No.
Were you disappointed that the Minister was unable to help you?
I was, actually. This Act only means a stroke of a pen. There's only a small bit that has to be altered.
And I think the Taoiseach just said that the reason why that pension couldn't be transferred to you was because you didn't fulfil the criteria for the dependency allowance when it was first granted. And he said there's no scope under the Army Pensions Acts to transfer that allowance to you.
At the moment, there isn't. But he could change it.
Yes. Do you think there is more then that he could do?
Oh, I think so. A pension like this, what Kathleen was getting, it's obsolete. It's too old. For a modern army, it's not right, I think.
And your 84 years old now, is that right?
I am indeed.
So what would that allowance then mean for you if you were able to receive it?
Well, it means a lot. It means I can run a car, and I need a car because I'm not very good at walking.
Mm.
And if I hadn't a car, I'd be a prisoner in my own home. That's what it means.
And the fact that you lost your son while he was serving his country, do you think that the people in power should have more regard for that then when they're dealing with your case?
Yes, I think so. But it hasn't come out into the light yet. We're only starting the journey.
Mm. What's your appeal then to the Taoiseach, to the Minister for Defence, Simon Harris? What are you asking him to do?
I'm asking him to change the Act, to modernise it, like, no, that I would be entitled to it. It's not very often my case would come up now. It's very rare. But Ireland will always be sending peacekeepers to maybe different countries. And a thing can happen like it happened, Michael. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two might get killed, which I hope not, like, you know.
Are you hopeful then that there can be a change made to take account of your situation?
I am very hopeful, and I would ask the minister to do all he can. He's the only man that can change it.
He's the only man that can change it. That was John McNeila, the father of soldier Michael McNeila, who died in Lebanon in 1989, speaking to us earlier. Now, a spokesman for Simon Harris, the Minister for Defence, told us that the Department of Defence treats any case involving a deceased soldier with the utmost sensitivity. And he said that under the current law, there is no provision to transfer a dependence allowance to another person at any stage. However, he said, the Secretary General of the Department of Defence will this week raise this case with her colleagues in the Department of Social Protection to see what other supports may be available to Mr. McNeila. And he added that, like all families of deceased soldiers, we will do all we can to support them. And we're joined on the line now by the Sinn Féin TD for County Louth, Rory O'Murricu, who has been helping Mr. McNeila with this matter. Rory O'Murricu, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
You heard the response there from the Department of Defence, from Simon Harris's spokesman. The law is the law, but they will look to see if there are other supports which might be available to help Mr. McNeila. What do you think of that?
Well, look, I think you've and this Times got a reply in relation to this, and they stated that there would be an engagement at General Secretary level. But in terms of, like John McNeila said it, made the most cogent point, which is the Act needs to be updated. Everyone would accept that we should be looking after those families of people, of soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice, a very small number of people. There may never be another case like this again. And I believe everybody that you would speak to in relation to this out on the street would just say, this is unfair, this is mean, and we require the government to step up to the mark. Look, I've engaged with the minister, with the Taoiseach in relation to this. I told him I would be taking it further. I'll be honest, I would have much preferred that this was dealt with quietly, that there wasn't a need to do it in the public domain. But unfortunately, that is not the case. And I believe that there are ample means to deal with this. We've all seen pension anomalies before. We've also seen where, let's say, when they were talking about those in uniform and they were allowing them, increasing the age whereby they could still serve, like firefighters and such. And even before the legislation was put in place, there was a means to find interim solutions. Mm. And so people could stay in service.
Okay,
so
legislation and solutions like that, the legislation takes a long time to pass. And Mr. McNeila, as we know, is 84 years old. Is the solution or the proposal that the Department of Defence is coming up with, that there would be conversations now with the Department of Social Protection, is that not a preferable rather than going down the road of legislative change, which might take many months?
Well, like as I said, I think we're all open to some sort of interim solution. I think there is a requirement to change the legislation, but I don't think anyone will have a problem if we come up with an interim solution. Like I had spoken to the Department of Social Protection and the Minister also, but the problem obviously at that point was the fact that they could not deal with the issue that it fell within the Department of the Defence. So look, two things. We need to find a short-term solution. I think Mr. McNeila and everybody else would be absolutely open to that. And then beyond that, we need to change the legislation, because this is utterly unfair, and it is particularly mean. And we are talking about those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and their families.
All right. Before I let you go, you are the Sinn Féin TD for County Louth. Your predecessor, Gerry Adams, won a libel action against the BBC on Friday after a jury at the High Court found that he had been defamed by the BBC Spotlight programme. And afterwards, Mr. Adams said the BBC upholds the ethos of the British state in Ireland and is out of sync with the Good Friday Agreement. I don't know if you heard Seamus Dooley from the National Union of Journalists earlier, who said that he believed those comments were chilling and that this case would have a chilling effect on journalism. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm going to say what said a person who wouldn't be a Republican, I'll tell you what he said. He said, Gerry Adams, I can take him or leave him, but I'll be honest, see what happened with the BBC, where they were able to make an accusation that they couldn't in any way stand up, that I utterly disagree with this. And this was before the case. He said, I hope he wins. And I think that's the way an awful lot of people are. Obviously, Republicans are delighted, because all that this case attempted to do from the BBC's point of view was to defame Gerry Adams. The attempt was obviously to...
Okay. All right, Rory. And I'm sorry, the line broke up at the end. I think we got the import of what you've had to say there. Rory O'Murrocu, Sinn Féin TD for County Louth, thank you for speaking with us today. After the break, Prime Time's Barry Cummins will be here to tell us about his many meetings with the killer, Richard Satchwell.